Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. The women's section in the central media office of Hizb ut-Tahrir have launched a global campaign entitled Beijing Plus 25. Has the mask of gender equality fallen? Over the past few decades, gender equality, embodied within the Declaration, CEDAW, and other international agreements, has become a marker internationally of civilized states, and a measure of how well nations treat their women. The progress of countries is often judged by the scale of its implementation and presence within societies. And it has been seen as a universal value that all people should embrace, regardless of their culture or religious beliefs. This is despite the fact that gender equality is a Western-born construct founded upon the Western secular man-made doctrine, and which emerged due to the numerous injustices and absence of basic rights that women within European and other Western states suffered under their secular systems, a history not shared by Islam nor Islamic rule. The intensive global propagation of gender equality has a yardstick for women's empowerment that all nations should embrace, regardless of their beliefs, should not be seen in isolation of the global political landscape, but rather within the context of the ideological struggle that has been taking place across the world for many decades between capitalism and Islam. Western colonial states have engaged for many years in a vigorous agenda to impose secular, liberal, democratic, and other capitalist ideals, lifestyles, and systems in the Muslim lands. The aim has been to preserve the hegemony of Western capitalist states in the world of preventing the rise of Islam as a political system, the Khilafah, which would pose an ideological threat to their strategic and economic interests. Entwined and integral to achieving this agenda has been the propagation of feminism and its Western ideals across the Muslim lands. There was a politicization of the women's debate and women's issues, which became dominated and monopolized by Western secular ideals and agendas that nations were expected to embrace under the false guise of women's rights, modernization, and progress, while in reality having no relation to the betterment of the lives of Muslim women. Objective study of the true causes and sound solutions to the multitude of problems women faced was disregarded in place of the pursuit of capitalist ideological agendas. Hence, any belief, culture, or ideology which was at odds with the concept of gender equality or Western liberal values, such as Islam, was condemned and labeled as anti-women, backward and oppressive by default, without genuinely examining the soundness and credibility of these Western ideals, nor whether the impact of the implementation of the Islamic social and family laws upon women, the family unit, and society was positive or problematic. Hashtag gender equality unmasked. Hashtag سقط قناع المساواة.